Filipinos are known to be resilient, matiisin. We smile in the midst of adversity, and when it comes to mental health matters, talking about your feelings, what's going on in your head is highly avoided. Kasi nga, dapat daw, happy lang tayo. Good vibes lang. And showing your vulnerability is a huge sign of weakness. And we even joke about our problems, no matter how lethal or grave it was. Diba may joke pa nga, but did you die? So kung hindi ka namatay, okay ka pa. Tuloy ang buhay, sabi nga nila, diba? Magpasalamat ka because others had it worse. Madalas nating iwasan yung usaping mental health, let alone suicide, as if it's a bad omen. But today, I want to bring this discussion on the show with the purpose of raising awareness and help our listeners and viewers in preventing it. And to make that happen, syempre, kailangan natin ng tulong. Tutulungan tayo ng ating friends from Mental Health PH na sina Tita Amanda, Tita Nikki, and Tita AJ. Ano nga ba ang tatlong bagay na importanteng malaman natin or ng audience natin when we talk about suicide?
Unang bagay na kailangang malaman ng mga tao regarding suicide is that it's a leading cause of death for a lot of individuals. It affects yung society in general. So apparently there are 700,000 people who die by suicide every year, annually, according to the World Health Organization. And therefore, suicide is a serious public health problem. And the third one, siguro for me, has that suicide, meron siyang far-reaching impact na hindi lamang yung individual yung maapektuhan niyan, pati yung mga nasa paligid niya, not only the family members, but also the community kung saan man nandoon yung individual who died by suicide. So, for me, siguro yun yung three things on top of my head when it comes to suicide, na people should be able to understand how important or how it really affects the society in general.
You mentioned earlier that around 700,000 people dies na ang cause ay suicide. And according din sa World Health Organization, suicide was the fourth leading cause of death, especially amongst 15 to 29 years old globally. And this is according to World Health Organization in 2019. Sa Pilipinas, meron ba tayong latest statistics and gaano kalaki yung challenge natin when it comes to suicide?
Okay, so sa Pilipinas, actually, I find it difficult to find sources na ano nga ba yung statistics natin when it comes to suicide. And maybe because it's a taboo topic na people or families who of persons who died by suicide, they don't want it out in the public. They don't want to be part of that statistics because of the taboo that it might or that family might get, diba? And sabi nga ng NCMH back in 2021, nag-double yung cases of suicide, especially in 2021, and they receive a lot of suicide-related calls. So in 2019, the NCMH, citing data from the Department of Health, they received 3,125 calls for suicide hotline, pero 712 of those aired out concerns that are related to suicide. On the other hand, I found this particular resource wherein sinabi, moving forward, na Filipinos age 15 to 24, 1 in 5 Filipino youth ever or have considered ending their life. This is from 2021 Young Adult Fertility and Sexuality Study, which was led by the University of the Philippines Population Institute and funded by the Department of Health. So, may kita talaga natin na it's a problem that should be addressed. I mean, if isang tao lang naman yung mag-die by suicide, it's already a concern. And imagine the statistics na napakarami na among the Filipino youth, sobrang dami have considered ending their life, then it should be addressed properly.
I guess may big role din dito yung pandemic. Mental health in general, ang laki ng impact ng pandemic. Kasi I did an episode with violence against women, and also during the pandemic 2020-2021, biglang taas din yung domestic violence. Because again, you are, I don't wanna call it kulong, pero nasa isang bahay kayo, hindi nakakalabas, diba? Limited yung movement nyo in public. So I guess it's also a factor, no, na it takes toll to your mental health din talaga. And unfortunately, may number of people who considered taking their lives also. So I want to know now kung sino or anong part ng population yung may mas mataas na risk when it comes to suicide.
Perhaps the youth age 15 to 24, they are at most risk when it comes to suicide, especially for teenagers. I'm pursuing actually developmental psychology as my major field. And I've had clients who are teenagers. So I'm a psychologist nga pala by profession. So napapansin ko kasi because of the changes, especially during puberty, hormonal changes, because of that, nagkakaroon ng psychological changes. So, nagbabago yung ano din nila, yung mindset nila sa mga bagay-bagay. It's a difficult transition period going from a child to a teenager to adulthood. So, therefore, it really affects their mental health, especially if they are not properly guided, if there are factors that could affect yung mental state nila. Sabi ko nga, it's the period of vulnerability. Kaya it makes sense then why individuals age or people age 15 to 24 are at most risk when it comes to mental health concerns and suicide as well.
Siguro I like to agree with you guys also that in the Philippines context especially, there is really shame admitting that you have a mental health concern, mental health living with mental health concern. Ayun. And siguro specifically for suicide, to add to the stats also, what we like to emphasize is also every 45 seconds, everyone commits their own life. Everyone dies of suicide. So the moment that we're talking right now, someone is thinking of taking their own life. So that's how ganun siya kagrabe. Yung just a thought, it would trigger to taking your own life. So it's really a public health concern. It's everyone's concern, not just 15 to 24, but all ages, kasi everyone surrounds that age group really affects that that number also.
Idagdag ko din dyan, according to the study, again, every source that we cite here are mostly from the World Health Organization. And I wanna cite na sinasabi din nila, there are studies that people experiencing conflict, disaster, violence, abuse, loss, or sense of isolation, they are strongly associated with suicidal behavior. And in the world, suicide rates are also high amongst the yung tinatawag nga nating vulnerable group. Yung kasama yung sinabi ni AJ, yung mga bata, yung mga who are transitioning from bata magiging young adult. And also those who are, for example, refugees, migrants, diba? Indigenous peoples, the LGBTQIA community, and prisoners. Because of course, after they, kumbaga may isolation sa society after you go out ng prison, diba? So yon, those are... everything that we will cite here, we will put in the show notes so you can check those information as well. So now I want to ask you guys, ano yung major factors leading to suicide? Kasi minsan, maraming factors eh. Sabi mo nga, di ba, everyone can be vulnerable to it. Mayaman, mahirap, middle class. And sometimes, or a lot of times, especially the past years na, di ba, na pagising mo, nabalitaan mo, this famous person, na parang ang yaman naman niya, ang saya-saya ng itsura niya the past weeks, tapos magugulat ka na lang, wala na siya kasi he or she or they took their lives. Gusto ko malaman ano yung mga, at least the major factors that can lead or proven na parang it led to suicide.
Okay, interesting question. Mas maganda siguro na gamitin ko siya in a psychological way explaining it. So, meron tayong tinatawag na risk factor. These are factors that heighten the risk of an individual to get mental health conditions. We could also apply that in suicide. Meron tayong tinatawag na individual risk factor. Sa suicide, yung mga individual risk factor would be previous suicide attempt, history of mental health condition could be another factor, having legal problems, okay? Because if you have a legal problem, you don't want to go to prison, so therefore you do the act. And then you become impulse, or people who are impulsive or have aggressive tendencies, substance use, and then the feeling of sense, do you feel hopeless? Okay, those are individual risk factor. Pero, meron ding relationship risk factor, how we interact with other people if they experience bullying. Okay, if a recent loved one committed or said something about them, about their appearance, right? Or loss of relationships could also be a potential factor. Or
break up, 'di ba, yung mga naghihiwalay ng asawa mag-asawa, or kahit nga minsan basta long term na relationship. Talagang there's an episode that will be published in the future and we actually talked about this, and there's this, isingit ko lang na sa sobrang sakit daw ng relationship breakup, I think the reason why it's leading also to a lot of stress kasi daw nga when you go through a breakup or naghiwalay kayo ng mahal mo sa buhay for some reason, yung pain na nararamdaman mo is actually manifesting as a physical pain. Kasi ganun nga daw yung ano, yung effect. And iba-iba magmahal lang tao. May iba talaga na sobrang magmahal. May iba na, so pag nasaktan, sobrang nasasaktan. So I guess ito yung sinasabi mo, AJ, na vulnerable sila. Like even, sometimes kasi people will say, para babae lang yan, lalaki lang yan, Diyos ko, ba yan, relationship, tatatlong taong kayo, iniiyakan mo yan, napapakamatay ka dyan. I mean, those are the things that we really hear among friends. Of course, the purpose of those statements is to lighten up the situation, but sometimes hindi natin alam kasi talaga how the person is taking it. Sige, go. So that's relationship breakup. I think maraming makaka-gets noon na talagang masakit talaga siya, Tito AJ. Oo.
And then sometimes sabi ko nga yung mga words na other people said to others or says to others could also affect the relationship itself.
Kahit mga ano, joke-joke, no? Yung mga jokes na nakakainis talaga.
Yeah.
Oo.
Anong sample?
sample.
Oo.
Parang sinasabi, drama lang yan, ang arte mo, gano'n. Parang nababalik.
Oo.
Nai-invalidate yung feeling.
Tapos, syempre, ano din, when the relationship becomes more violent na meron ng manipulation involved, yung laging sinasabi ngayon ng mga Gen Z, gaslighting, yung mga ganyan, di ba? Ayun. And aside from individual relationship, yung community din natin. Like, for example, if we lack access to healthcare, 'di ba? Walang mapupuntahan, nakita meron siyang matinding sakit or nag-diagnose siya ng sobrang life-threatening na sakit, instead of going to the hospital, 'di ba?
Yeah, kasi sasabihin mahal. I guess we can also relate it sa ano, no, financial problems or financial situation ng tao.
Yes.
Kasi perfect yung example mo, AJ, na for example, nagkasakit ka, ayaw mo na magpa-doktor kasi feeling mo, pag nagpa-doktor ka, mababaon sa utang yung pamilya mo na marami na ang utang. So, tapusin na lang natin. Sometimes ganun yung way of ano eh, yung pag-iisip na lang na tapusin ko na lang. Or also yung mga taong may chronic illnesses or sobrang sakit siguro nung katawan nila, di ba? The physical pain, they can't hold it anymore. Kasi nagulat din ako while I was reading for this episode sa ibang bansa, like for example in Europe or sa US actually, sa kanila malaki yung numbers ng mga 70 years old and above na nagtatry mag-suicide or who are taking their lives, yung age group na yon, because sabi nga nila marami daw in pain, siguro loneliness then is part of it. Iba yung culture nila sa culture natin. Most of them, when they get old, they go to homes, di ba? Yung mga, ano yung tawag dun sa homes na, yung home for the aged at ganun. Hindi sila inaalagaan talaga ng family. So I guess yun, loneliness and yung chronic pain is part of it. Isa sila sa mga risks rin kung bakit naiisip ng tao yun. Would you like to add anything, AJ?
Last na risk factor na lang siguro, yung discrimination that a person experiences, pati yung society. Of course, yung stigma associated with mental health concern. Of course, if a person has an easy access sa mga people at risk of suicide, that could also contribute. Maganda din na pag-usapan how media portray suicide. So if the media portray suicide unsafely, then it could also contribute to suicide itself. Bakit? Kasi syempre, ay nakikita na ano siya, na ginagawa halimbawa, which is totoo naman, ginagawa siya or nangyayari talaga siya in real life. Pero if nakikita kung paano siya ginagawa, then therefore that's unsafe portrayal, kasi merong tendency, lalo na yung mga teenager, na gayahin yun, di ba? So yung mga ganong instances, dapat din maging responsible ang media to portray suicide and to report suicide.
So meron bang guidelines yan? Like, kasi syempre, lalaki ng role ng media, no? May guidelines din ba for them when it comes to portraying suicide sa storyline nila? And nakikita ba natin yan sa Philippines? Parang sa atin kasi more on ano yun, no? Kidnapan, ganyan, baril-baril.
Hilig din natin ng mga ganun eh.
Sa mga teleserye. Madrama eh. Yeah, may ganun. May guidelines ba na sinusunod?
Merong or international guidelines si World Health Organization, which is downloadable sa ano nila, sa website ng World Health Organization, yung suicide reporting. But suicide portrayal, parang in the Philippines, wala pa akong nakita. Although I think nag-release ng memo ang Department of Health regarding suicide reporting and suicide portrayal in media. So perhaps pwede nating i-share sa kanila yung mga links.
Oo, ilagay na lang natin din yan sa show notes.
Okay, pero add lang ako for suicide portrayal. So I think one thing, like the main rule naman is to never show the beans. And if you would recall, parang few years back, nag-viral yung series na 13 Reasons Why. Kasi pumunta doon talaga as in, paano niya ginawa, ano yung itsura nung namatay siya, di ba? So, yung mga ganun yung iniiwas natin kasi ayaw natin gayahin siya o magkaroon ng idea yung mga tao how to do it. In terms of the Philippine setting, AJ, yung ano, sinuport natin na movie si Unravel.
Yes.
May partnership kami with a Broad House kasi recently. Naglabas sila ng movie. It's called Unravel. It's about assisted voluntary death, which is legal in
other country. So, yung story nito, nakaset siya in Switzerland kasi legal siya doon. Tapos, maayos ko yung portrayal nila ng death kasi script na nila yung pinakita lang nila na, okay, nag-ready na siya mag-suicide, nag-kinap na. Wala, hindi pinakita ano yung means, ano yung ginawa niya, yung crime scene na lang siya. So, very important yun na tanggalin natin yung violent part of it para yun nga, hindi magkaroon ng idea yung mga tao na, ay, pwede ko palang gawin to, lalo na yung mga suicidal.
Yeah, oo. Siyempre, ayaw naman natin magbigay ng tips kung paano yes. gagawin, diba?
Yes.
Because we are trying to prevent it nga. So, di ba nga, of course, kanina pa natin na may mention yung mental health issues, mental health disorders. I think it's a common assumption ng public na ang suicide is very much linked to mental health disorders. But recently, I learned also that not every depressed person develops suicidal thoughts and not every person who dies by suicide is depressed. Can you guide us or can you guys guide us to understand this?
Ayun, perhaps one of the things na common na iniisip ng mga tao is that just because a person died by suicide, they are already depressed. Okay, and karamihan ng mga taong who died by suicide, 75% of them actually died or has depressive disorder. Okay, however, it's frequently undiagnosed because of the mental health services. And we know in our country, super lacking ang mental health services. Pero hindi lamang depression triggered a person who died by suicide. There are those who do not meet criteria for depression. It could only be one of the symptoms. And there are other disorders related to it, such as substance abuse, bipolar disorder, or other disorders. And even extreme stress, hindi pa siya disorder because the person could be impulsive and naka-experience siya ng extreme stress with few coping skills, few people around them. It could be a factor why that person died by suicide. So, hindi lamang depression per se ang cause ng suicide.
One biggest lesson talaga nitong episode na to is let's not assume no anything. When we hear something like news related to suicide or someone took their life, let's just not assume anything kasi yun nga eh, yun yung problema why it's taboo, why it's why there's a stigma. It's most of the time wala kasi tayong knowledge, hindi natin naiintindihan talaga what's going around that issue. And so yeah, this is one way of clearing it out na hindi dahil someone took their life, ibig sabihin depressed na agad sila or may mental health disorder na sila agad. Maybe there is, but it's always undiagnosed. Kasi nga, hindi sa atin normal na i-consider ang mental health as part of your overall health eh, di ba? When we say, oh, let's be healthy, usually yearly check-up lang ng katawan, blood pressure, diabetes. Those are parts of the health na tinatawag natin. Pero hindi natin kinakamusta. Kamusta ba yung ano, pag-iisip natin ngayon lately, medyo dark ba? Medyo foggy ba ang iyong pag-iisip? How's your stress lately? As I mentioned kanina, talking about suicide, again, is uncomfortable sa nakakarami. But this is also signals that it's time to talk about it more. So one perfect example of this, katuloy nung tinanong ko kanina kay AJ, kay Nikki, and kay Amanda, totoo ba that parang chismis, no? Totoo ba? Totoo ba that by asking about suicide, it can increase the suicidal tendency of the person? Kasi baka mamaya ganun eh. Ayaw mo kausapin kasi, hala, ayoko, baka mamaya isipin niya mas ano, parang mabigyan siya ng idea na, tuloy ko na lang talaga kaya. Is it true?
There's a research back in 2021 which suggests that acknowledging and talking about suicide may reduce rather than increase suicidal ideation. So maganda na ina-acknowledge natin na we talk about suicide kasi it tends to increase help-seeking behavior. Ibig sabihin, pupunta sila dahil napag-usapan ng nilang magkaibigan. Ayun, parang, ay, oo nga, na-encourage ako. Parang gusto kong pumunta sa psychologist, gusto kong pumunta sa psychiatrist, or kung sino mang makakatulong sa akin. So, it's important for us to acknowledge, to talk about suicide, kasi it would lead for them gaining insight na, oo nga, no, meron akong problema, kailangan ko ng tulong, kailangan kong pumunta sa mental health professionals na makakatulong sa akin. So, kahit na sinasabi nila it's a taboo or stigma, it's really important to talk about it because you may never know. Perhaps that conversation you had with your friend talking about suicide may encourage your friend to actually seek help.
Kumbaga parang call for help nila yun, no? Iba lang yung form.
For me, agree naman with AJ, really active listening. Sometimes kasi all our friends need yung mga nagtatanong about suicide. They just want to, for you to listen. You don't want you to naman to make an advice, to make a solution for them. All they have to do is be compassionate, validate their feeling. Because sometimes sila mismo hindi pa nila kayang i-accept that they're in that state. So what important is also is meeting people where they are. So kung nasaan sila sa journey ng mental health journey nila, whether they're healing, whether they only need some self-care, some new hobbies, or they need professional help, it's important for us as friends, as family, to be compassionate. And ayun nga, don't assume. May actively listen, validate their feelings, and be patient. Because it's a journey, it's a lifelong journey. All of us are going through different stages. Pwedeng bumalik, pwedeng mag-recover. So ayun, being compassionate with everyone around us helps.
Ano nga ba yung pinagdadaanan when someone is thinking about suicide? Kasi again, what we know is based on what we see on media, sa movies, sa series, sa drama. But in real life, may mga signs ba na pwedeng makatulong for us to identify if someone is growing in that dark place?
When it comes to warning signs or red flags, if a person is actually having suicidal thoughts. One thing that I learned in psychology, of course, talking about suicide, wherein sinabi niya na, I'm going to kill myself, papatayin ko yung sarili ko. That should be a red flag. Eh, kahit na pabiru lang siya, the moment na naisip niya yon, kailangan tignan na natin or i-check na natin ano nga ba yung pinagdadaanan yung friend, ng friend natin. Okay? Lalo na kapag kumuha na siya ng means to take or to actually to die by suicide. Like, for example, nakita mo, bakit ang dami niyang pills na binibili? Na hindi naman dapat medications niya, ganyan, ganyan. Okay? And then, having mood swings, yung mga typical na mga symptoms, like having mood swings, feeling trapped, increasing use of alcohol or drugs, engaging in risky or self-destructive behavior. And then, minsan, they say goodbye as if you won't ever see them again. Tapos, siguro, one thing that I would like to share then, in my professional experience, one thing that I noticed for individuals who are having suicidal ideations, there is change in fashion sense. Okay, I'll explain it because before, hindi naman siya nag-
fashion sense? Ganun.
Hindi, kasi before, hindi sila masyadong nagja-jacket. Tapos biglang nag-jacket na kahit na mainit naka-jacket. So,
oh, they're covering the ano. Oh.
Yung pala, they are covering something. Sabi ko, okay, so that's one thing pala when it comes to teenagers. Kasi sabi ko nga, most of my clients are teenagers. Yung pala ginagawa nila. So, kapag napansin nyo na, bakit lagi na lang siyang nagja-jacket ngayon?
Or long sleeves, baka
meron
ano?
Kasi siyang tinatago. Oo. Baka kasi may tinatago siya. So, that would be another red flag based on my experience.
Thank you, AJ. Tita Amanda, Tita Nikki, kayo, do you have any maybe personal experience or mga nakausap that you can share?
Sa akin naman, in relation sa mga signs na shinare ni AJ, actually, kung pag-uusapan natin ay yung feeling, ano yung pinagdaanan, ano yung thought process, it really feels like, from personal experience, kasi when you're depressed, is you're stuck there. You're stuck there and you're numb. So wala kang nafe-feel na emotion. Sometimes kahit yung parang feel, di mo nafe-feel yung body mo. Nag-numb ka. So kapag nandun ka sa ganong mindset na you're stuck, ganyan, gusto mo lumabas. Pero the only way out na you see is, I think one yung milder format is substance abuse. Kaya madami din nadaan sa alcohol. Kasi pag nag-alcohol ka, feeling mo kahit pa paano, di ba parang nakaka-escape ka from your problem, nagiging free ka a bit, naglo-loosen up ka. Kaya minsan di mo napapansin, napapasobra, tas araw-araw ka na umiinom. And then next is really doing the deed na suicide, dun yung isa. Kasi yun yung way that you see na you could end things eh. Kasi di mo makita yung positive side of things na lilipas din to after this phase. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. Mahirap siyang makita. And honestly, from an outsider's perspective, mahirap din siya ma-pinpoint. Hindi mo siya mapapansin unless talagang kilala mo yung person or very knowledgeable ka dun sa warning signs and risk factors. In my case, yung best friends ko napansin nila nung napapadalas yung inom ko kasi hindi ako masyado umiinom before. So parang sabi sila, nasinggera ka na ba, girl? Lagi sinasabi, parang ano, everyday na yun. Tapos sila lang yung nakapansin, yung best friends ko, at yung mga ibang tao, parang tingin nila, nag-e-enjoy lang ako, gusto ko lang pumark, minum, ganun. Pero dahil nga yung best friends ko, sobrang kilala nila ako. Parang naging red flag sa kanila nung napapansin nilang lagi akong umiinom or napapadalas yung labas. Ganyan. Eh, sobrang homebody talaga ako. So, I'm grateful na yung mga tao na ganun. So, to help, ang advice ko talaga, one is to educate yourself about the signs and really to check in on the people within your circle na parang napapansin mo na, ay parang ano, bakit kaya ganito na yung behavior niya, ano kaya meron, di ba? So parang mag-reactively ka rin mag-reach out. Parang usually kasi magsi-second thought ka na parang, wait lang, reply ko pa to. Paano kung mag-share siya sa akin tapos hindi ko naman alam anong sasabihin ko pag nag-share siya sa akin bigla. So, doon din pumapasok yung sinabi ni Tita Amanda about active listening na you don't need to solve their problems. Kailangan lang may makinig sa'yo. And to guide you sa tamang way. Parang after this, okay, baka gusto mo ba tulungan kita mag-book ng session? Gusto mo ba tulungan kita maghanap ng clinic? Ganyan. And nanonotice ko, since the pandemic, madami rin yung friends ko na lumalapit sa akin naghahanap ng clinic para sa friend nila, para sa friend ng friend nila. As in, minsan ganun kalayo. Pero natutuwa ako pag may ganong instances kasi it shows progress eh, na parang okay, they want to take care of themselves. Nakakatuwa. So, very happy kapag ganon.
Oo. At ano, gusto kong balikan yung sinabi mo na mahirap din talaga siya minsan i-pinpoint, especially if introvert yung tao. Ano yung tipong talagang closed off siya? Like we said earlier, yung fact na nagsasabi ka na gusto mong i-take yung life mo is sign already na I want help. And that's sort of proactive din eh. Iba lang yung form. Na parang, uy, tulungan mo ako, pero hindi ko sasabihin sa'yo directly. But if it's really someone who's introvert, sabihin natin very highly introvert, say, office setup, pumapasok lang siya, hi, hello, pero wala kang alam sa kahit ano sa buhay niya. Parang ang hirap, no? Kasi ever since day one, gano'n na siya. So hindi mo makita yung change.
Yeah.
Then.
Yes, and actually, I really like yung mga content about na walang itsura ang depression. Kasi parang sometimes pinoportray mo, hindi siya nag-aayos, ganyan. Pero may mga tao na dalag-dala nila yung sarili nila na parang pag nakita mo sila, parang they have it all together, ayos na ayos sila, ganyan. I think doon na papasok yung sinasabi ni AJ, yung sa fashion sense. So parang yung may point kasi na yung friends ko, parang napapansin nila talagang hindi ako nag-aayos. Usually, mag-aayos ako. Or napapansin nila paglalabas ako, but parang ayos na ayos ka? Bakit? Ba't kailangan may eyeliner ka today? Ba't kailangan ng lipstick ka today? Pero I do it kapag nasa depressive cycle ako, para medyo ma-feel ko na, ay, mukha akong tao. Tao pa rin pala ako. So yung mga ganun, na-notice siya ng mga close friends ko, yung change in my looks, ganyan. So kapag napapaalam na lang stable ako, kapag parang, wala lang, chill lang, naka-shirt, naka-shorts, usual, pero pag-depressed, parang gulo. Di naman sa gulo, pero talagang no care sa hygiene.
Well, that's one sign, yung pag talagang medyo gini-give up mo na yung hygiene mo. That's already sign.
Yes, talagang poor hygiene.
Right now, I'm reading this book, Essays of Schizophrenia. So yung author, she shared her journey kasi she was diagnosed with schizophrenia and it took years for her to be diagnosed. And sabi niyang ganun, one thing about having mental disorder, for example, yun, yung sa kanya, schizophrenia. If you do like eyeliner kasi gusto mo nga na something na maayos sa itsura mo, siya naman red lipstick talaga. Like super, super red lipstick. Sabi niya ganoon, kahit umiiyak ako maghapon, basta naka-red lipstick ako. Because at least when I look at the mirrors, parang there's something right about myself. Sabi niya, the moment I use that lipstick, I'm at the lowest point na naman.
Yeah.
So alam niya. So yun yung ano sa kanya, sign naman sa kanya. So that's so true that mental health issues, wala siyang face, wala siyang form. Iba-iba. Depende sa pinagdadaanan mo. Let's go on the hard conversations. That can save lives. Kasi syempre, aside from the courage to talk about this topic, importante din that we use the right language. Nag-surface yung topic na yon, di ba? The language itself will lead you sa tamang conversation. Hindi siya offensive, hindi siya magpapalala dun sa sitwasyon. So, maraming beses, for example, whenever we see news about someone taking their lives, ang reaksyon ng mga tao, nandyan yung, hala, paano nila nagawa yun? Or napaka-selfish ng pagsusuicide, hindi nila naisip yung magulang nila, yung mga taong iniwan nila, di ba? And I also learned na there's a better way to talk about it. And hindi mo dapat darating dun sa point na parang ang the way you say it is sinisisi mo yung taong nagpakamatay. Kanina si Tito AJ, I noticed that he used those words. So ngayon, bigyan natin ng definition. Ano nga ba yung difference, for example, suicide, suicide attempt, suicide ideation? And kanina sabi ni Tito AJ, died by suicide, hindi committed suicide. Why is it important na gamitin natin sila sa tamang konteksto?
Siguro, first explain ko ano nga ba yung suicide. When we're talking about suicide, it's death caused by an act of self-harm. Meaning, ikaw yung gumawa nyon. Okay. So, it is intended to be lethal. Okay. So, nakamamatay talaga siya, yung suicide. And then, suicidal behavior naman, dinagdagan ko, sorry. Pero, suicidal behavior, yung spectrum of behavior or iba't-ibang behavior related to suicide attempt o kaya preparatory or behaviors. Ibig sabihin, gagawin mo pa lang. Like, for example, hinahanda mo yung mga pills. That's suicidal behavior already. Yung suicidal ideation, yun yung process ng thinking about, considering, or planning about suicide. So, suicidal ideation yung nasa isip natin, thinking about it, considering, planning about suicide. Suicide attempt is
yung nagtangka na talaga.
Nagtangka ka na, pero you did, it's not lethal. Okay? Basically, nag-survive ka. Okay? Kasi hindi siya naging lethal. Okay? Kapag lethal na siya, suicide na siya. Okay? So, yon, suicide attempt, nagtangka.
So, Tito AJ, so is it right or mali ba yung ginagawa or ginagamit natin na word na suicidal? Ay, suicidal siya eh.
Suicidal siya.
Suicidal siya eh. Pero wala, like for example, yun nga, hindi naman siya nag-attempt. Iniisip niya lang. So, mali bang gamitin yung word na, naku, suicidal yan, ingat-ingat ka dyan, you know. Like, whatever you say, be careful kasi suicidal yan. I think okay. That's the word that we use in the Philippines. Or okay. Siguro nung 90s, ganyan.
Siguro ano naman siya, when it comes to professionals, kasi meron kaming term na suicidality. Okay, suicidality niya. Or ibig sabihin, yung ano niya, yung between professionals, gano'n nga baka taas yung level ng suicidality niya. So, basically, pwede naman yung suicidal. Okay, kasi iba-iba na din naman yung levels. Like for example, usually I ask my client from rate yourself from 1 to 10. Ano yung level of suicidal ideation mo? Yun yung parang suicidality ng isang client namin. So, acceptable naman siya lalo na kung suicidal ideation pa lang naman. Kasi kahit na suicidal ideation pa lang, it's already a concern. So, acceptable naman siya. Pero siguro, yun. Somehow, yung one thing na we should actually avoid na, although very common siya until now, sa totoo lang, ako din, ang hirap nang i-rewire yung brain ko regarding using yung committed suicide. Kasi yun yung dinaanan ko eh. Simula nung bata ako, yun ang naririnig ko sa media hanggang sa pagtanda or nung nasa teenage years ko, naririnig ko pa rin yung committed suicide. Pero I'm still trying and I try to reframe myself or from using that term already. And yun, ang common na kasi ngayon, mas preferred of ngayon would be died by suicide. This is the recommended language kasi yung committed suicide, although nagagamit pa rin siya until now, meron siya kasing negative implications kasi committed, ano ba yung usually na kinocommit? Sins. Diba? No, so, ang thinking is that kasalanan mo kung bakit ka nag-suicide. So, kahit na very common siya ngayon, or until now, common na ginagamit yung committed suicide, I try to reframe myself na died by suicide. But, again, guys, okay lang kung minsan nagagamit natin siya as long as you correct it. Okay? Kasi, we're still learning eh, di ba?
Okay, for example naman, ito, paano nga ba natin kakausapan yung isang tao na who has been contemplating to take his, her, their life or maybe at risk sila. You're trying to reach out pero they're closing off. paano kaya yung paano natin sila matutulungan? Or maybe if you have personal experience or yung pagvo-volunteer nyo, paano nyo ba hinahandle yung mga ganong situation?
I think tama si Amanda. I think sinabi niya ever since, and that's yung tinatawag nating active listening, empathic listening, being in the space of others or being in the shoes of others rather. Diba? Importante yun eh, na nararamdaman nila na naiintindihan mo yung pinagdadaanan mo. And what if they refuse to get help? Alam, ako personally, yun yung one thing that I'm working on. Kasi ako, lalo na sa mga clients ko na merong suicidal intention, ideation, I tend to worry a lot about them. And hindi mo mawawala sa akin yun as a psychologist. Pero lagi kong sinasabi sa sarili ko that if ever na nangyari yon sa client ko or sa friend ko, at least I did my part, na hindi ko dapat i-blame yung sarili ko kung alam ko na nagawa ko yung part ko, alam ko na ginawa ko ang lahat para mapigilan yon, yung attempt na yon. And paano nga ba natin mapipigilan? Of course, by talking with them, active listening, paying attention to them, watching for non-verbal cues. Okay. And then informing talaga yung mga people na close around them. Like for example, their parents, their friends. Kaso ang sasabihin syempre ng mga tao, tatanungin nila, paano po kung ayaw talaga ng friend ko na sabihin sa parent, you still have to do it. Kasi life, yung ano dito eh, pinag-uusapan natin eh. Diba? So, kailangan mo pa rin siyang gawin kahit na ayaw talaga nung tao. Or you just inform them, wait lang. Importante na sabihin ko to sa parents mo or kaya sa guardian mo kasi I care for you. Sana maintindihan mo that I care for you. So, importante na gawin ko to.
Gusto ko yun. Gusto ko yung line na yun. I care for you. Importante na gawin natin to.
Ako to add lang kay AJ, since ang ganda nung pagka-phrase niya, siguro dun papasok yung being a safe space for the people around you. But before that, syempre important also to check in with yourself if you're ready naman to be a safe space. Kasi mahirap magbigay kung wala ka din. Siguro for those people na hindi pa ready i-accept yung condition or yung phase nila in life, it's important to really be patient with them. Because we have our own journey nga, di ba? Tapos, offer emotional support. Important talaga to them to really acknowledge, validate, make them feel seen, feel loved, taken care of. And that also, siguro third, is to let them know that you're there when they're ready. There's help. Whether it's professional, personal, whatever kind of help, that there's something available for them when they're ready. Ayon. Iba-iba rin kasi talaga yung readiness of a person. Sometimes they can feel na, okay, ready na akong magpa-consult, ready na akong magpa-set ng appointment. But sometimes along the way, pag mas pinipilit natin sila, mas doon pa sila nagre-retract, parang, oh, ayoko na, parang napipressure ako masyado, na-overwhelm ako, ayoko na, kakimkimin, kaya ko na to. So, ayun, making them feel okay, making them feel at ease, that they're making the decision for themselves, not for, to please us, no, sige na nga, sundin na kita, sabi mo eh, it has to be their own decision also.
Nakaka-stress din kasi yun when someone is badgering you. Diba? Na parang sometimes, ako para lang manahimik siya. I'll do it. But the purpose is really mali. Kasi dapat you do it for yourself. You don't do it for anyone else. Siguro idadagdag ko na lang din na kapag nakikipag-usap tayo sa kanila, siguro bawas-bawasan natin yung pagiging judgmental or yung medyo guilt trip ba. Kasi minsan nga, sabi ko nga sa inyo, diba Pinoy's, half-meant na jokes. Gusto ko rin i-insert dito yung sa bullying, di ba? Online, no? They would say, ang tanga-tanga mo naman, pakamatay ka na lang. Yung mga ganong joke, those should be avoided, I guess. Kasi hindi mo nga alam, mamaya seryosohin ng tao, may pinagdadaanan pala, they're already in that dark place. Tapos, na-nudge mo ng very, very, ano, di ba, light. Tapos, nakita nila yung message mo on a very, very bad day. Yung guilt tripping, yung sabi nga natin na, hindi man nila, hindi mo ba iniisip yung magulang mo, yung mga ganon, na parang, it's a form of burden din doon sa tao na baka mas lalong madagdagan yung pressure na dinadala niya. So, aside from other ways to help suicide prevention, ito, as part of the community, ano-ano naman yung pwede nating magawa within our power. So, you know, we can help others who are struggling, who maybe may mga gusto lang na may kausap, ganyan.
Of the role of the community, and actually very well practiced in Mental Health PH kasi it's important na meron silang space na they really feel safe to share, that they know walang magjudge sa kanila pag nagkwento sila dito because they intindihan sila. And from personal experience, malaking tulong in terms of my healing journey talaga yung being part of Mental Health PH. Kasi pag may sinishare ako dito, nagigets nila. Sometimes kapag in my other circles, kailangan mo pa siya i-explain na ganito kasi kapag bipolar ka, pinagdadaanan mo ito, ganyan-ganyan. But ang sarap to be just surrounded by people who understands. And meron nga kami parang bipolar support group rin ng iba mga kasama sa Mental Health PH, ang mag-message doon kami kapag nandito ako sa ganitong cycle, anong ginawa mo recently, ganyan. So, ganun yung support and very important siya. And one thing also na, actually, I always get this question kapag may mga talks kami Mental Health PH sa school, ay kung ano, sino yung pwedeng kausapin, ganyan. Parang ayaw niya kausapin yung parents, ayaw pa magpatingin sa doctor, ayaw pang ganito. Doon, lagi yung sinasabi na hindi kailangan na yung immediate circle mo rin minsan yung kausap mo eh. Parang, it's okay to be open to talk to other people na tingin mo, mas may intindihan nila. Like, yung organizations like us sa Mental Health PH, yung mga mag-volunteer ka with us, gag-guide namin siya, parang this will create a safe space for you para anytime pwede ka lumapit. No pressure din kung ayaw mo pa magkwento. Ganyan, if you just wanna be part of something, diba yung ma-feel mo na you're connected to something that's bigger than you is very important. So, yun yung binibigay namin sa volunteers namin. And also, yun yung tinatry namin gawin sa mga campaigns to let people know na we're here for you. Lagi mo kaming karabay in whatever it is you're going through. And last, this one naman came from one of my favorite suicide campaigns. Yung hashtag ng campaign was Ask Twice. So, ang ikli niya lang, pero ang laki ng impact. Sobrang totoo kasi na the first time you ask, usually sabihin na lang, I'm good. Tapos sabihin mo, yung totoo. Doon na sasabihin yung nafe-feel nila. So very powerful for me yung asking twice. And gusto ko siya i-highlight in this conversation. If nanonotice mo na yung friend who's going through something, ask twice. Bibigay din yun sa second. Nakapin din yun sa second na ano, sa second na pag-ask.
Oo, yung totoo box.
Yung totoo. Ako lang to, sabihin mo na.
Oo. Kasi yung unang tanong mo, minsan nahihiya sila. Okay naman ako. Ganun, okay naman. Busy lang. Ganun.
Oo, correct. Pabenta lang. Tapos pag tinanong mo, yung pala, bigat pala nung pinagdadaanan niya. So, ask twice.
Thank you for that, Tita Nikki. Ikaw, Tita Amanda, would you like to add anything?
So, one of our campaigns talaga in creating, of course, conversation starter, and really talking about mental health nag-start talaga siya with hashtag Usap Tayo. Si AJ is part of the team also handling Usap Tayo. So it's a tweet chat where it's held every 10, 20s, and 30s of the month. And we have different topics naman involving everything about mental health. Can be climate, and can be with family, with school, with LGBT community, anything topic that revolves around mental health. Kasi, ano siya, it's everywhere eh. It's in different teams na nag-a-appear mental health concerns and issues. So we do it every thrice a month. So ayun. Another program na we launched nung 7th anniversary of Mental Health PH is hashtag Create Safe Spaces. So for this one, hindi namin siya trinatry i-filter. We try to be as raw, as vulnerable as possible. Kung makikita niyo yung feed namin right now, hindi siya edited. Yung picture is yung sinasubmit din ng actual na nakaka-experience. But ano, what we also do is ask for their consent if okay to share kung sino sila, kung okay na i-edit namin for some trigger warnings, of course. And then, ayun, we try to make it every month na rin siya, to make it as human as possible, to make it as, ayun, as raw as possible. Kasi may minsan nakikita kami comment, ako ba to? Ito ba, story ko ba to? Para nakaka-relate sila. So, ayun, yeah. Masaya lang na more people are seeing themselves with the stories that we put out. And also, nakaka-help din siguro Tita Roma. Pag sila, Miss Pia Words, back yun na share ng own things
naman
sila about mental health. Siguro, oh my God, nasa ganun level na siya.
Oo, oh, oh. Diba? Parang tao din pala to. May pinagdadaanan oh. din. Oo. Oh.
Ayun, it helps
me. Diba? Mm-mm. To those who are listening or watching this, if you want to find out more about Mental Health PH, you can visit their website and you can follow them on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. All the links will be in the description box and also in the show notes. And of course, to close this episode, do you have any final words or final advice sa mga nakikinig sa atin, sa mga gustong mag-reach out, anything?
In time for our team this month, always remember that lagit-lagi, may karamay ka. Whether you're, whatever journey in your life, mental health journey in your life, lagit-lagi, may karamay ka. You can just message us on Instagram and even on personal. Pwede naman. Ayun. Ayun.
Okay. So, siguro for those who are... who wants to become a mental health advocate. I mean, every one of us can be a mental health advocate. If we want to provide change in the community, syempre, in line with the theme of International Association for Suicide Prevention, we have to create hope through action na hindi natin ma-provide yung pag-asa na hinihingi ng mga tao who have suicidal ideation without making an action through it or making an action about it. So it's really important for us to contribute din naman if we have time, if we don't have a lot of things going on with our plates, pwede naman na tayong mag-contribute to the community. This coming October, we will be having our celebration for October Mental Health Week or Mental Health Month, wherein one of the programs that we will be conducting is MH Talk. So, siguro, tune out na lang tayo for updates sa social media din ng Mental Health PH sa Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Ayun.
Exciting pala ang events sa Mental Health PH this coming October. Ano? So yun, abangan nyo na lang guys and follow them. And of course, na si Tita Nikki. Thank you, AJ.
For me naman, okay, I hope na this episode was able to shed some light about the realities of suicide, what it is, the numbers, kasi nakakatakot yung numbers niya. Imagine, 700,000 people worldwide die annually due to suicide. So, I hope na nag-iba rin yung paningin natin towards it, na makita natin siya as a public health concern and na hindi siya sabi ka dito sa Pinas, diba, drama lang yun. Hindi siya drama. It's a public health concern. So, I'm urging people to continue educating yourself about it. You can download the Mental Health PH Self-Care Kits sa mentalhealthph.org na website. So, that will help educate you more about mental health in general, suicide, what to do when, what to do and what to say. Sa mga, when you're with someone who's suicidal. So, please read on. Kasi kapag knowledgeable tayo about these things, it gets easier to be kind. Diba? Na alam mo, ganito pala talaga siya. Possible pala na ito yung pinagdadaanan ng mga tao. So, nakakatulong siya talaga. So, ayun, be kind to the people around. You'll never know what they're going through. You'll never know who's suicidal or who's not. So, let's spread kindness. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Tita Nikki. Thank you guys for joining us. Once again, we have AJ, Amanda, and Nikki from Mental Health PH. Kung ikaw nanood ka nito or nanonood ka nito because you can relate or you have someone in your life who's going through something, gaya ng sinasabi ng Mental Health PH, lagi't-lagi may kasama ka. Kung hindi mo man siya ma-open up sa mga tao sa, na malapit sa'yo, sa family mo or friends, you can always have someone to listen sa Mental Health PH. Hindi ka nag-iisa. Yun lang yung gusto naming sabihin. Thanks for listening. If you love the episodes of the show, please leave a 5-star rating and a review on Spotify and Apple Podcast. Until my next episode, bye!